Hazmer, brother and sister. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 5th, 1900. Dear brother and sister Hazmer, your daughter and I have been very closely connected since we came to this country. The love of God binds our hearts together in Christian fellowship and unity. Our interests are one. I was afraid that Sister Wilson would take her husband's death too hard. I talked with her about the necessity of being cheerful. I told her to thank the Lord that Brother Wilson sleeps in Jesus. I knew that she must not keep the grave of her husband before her sight, but the glorious morning of the resurrection, when Christ shall call his loved ones from the land of the enemy. At the sounding of the trumpet, the righteous dead shall come forth unto eternal life. Then there will be a glorious reunion. Children, youth, middle-aged and aged will mingle together, where there will be no more parting. They will enjoy together cheerful, happy intercourse, appropriate to every age. Heaven, precious heaven, is promised to all who believe and do Christ's words. There none will show an increase of years. My brother and sister, think of these precious truths. Talk of the goodness and love of Jesus. You and I have been granted the blessing of speech, which is a talent of great value. It is to be used in talking of those things which increase love for Jesus. Let us talk of his mercy, of the gracious words he spake to encourage and comfort, to bring hope and joy and love to our hearts. Brother and sister Hazmer, we have grown old. Let us brighten the remaining years of our lives with words that bring courage and cheer and hope. The enemy will cast his shadow between Christ and our souls. He will tempt us to talk in a doubting, faithless way. But when disagreeable thoughts seek for utterance, do not give expression to them. Talk faith. Talk of the grace of our Lord and Savior, of his love and mercy, of the beauty of his character. Let it become natural for the lips to give utterance to precious, inspiring thoughts. It is Satan's work to talk of that which concerns himself, and he is delighted to have human beings talk of his power, of his working through the children of men. Through indulgence in such conversation, the mind becomes gloomy and sour and disagreeable. We may become channels of communication for Satan, through which flow words that bring no sunshine to any heart. But let us decide that this shall not be. Let us be determined not to be channels through which Satan communicates gloomy, disagreeable thoughts. Let our words be well chosen, a savor of life unto life, not of death unto death. Practice the habit of speaking of Christ, of his goodness and mercy. Speak words of peace and of righteousness, because at all times and in all places, the angels of God are our companions. Ministering spirits from above, they wait by the side of those who know and love the truth. Satan tries to interpose between the angels and the human soul he is anxious to control. Do not allow him to do this. Harmonize with Jesus. Encourage the presence of the heavenly angels by giving utterance to thanksgiving and praise. Brother Hazmer, God wants you to recognize the divine presence. His peace and comfort and grace and joy will change the shadow of death into bright morning and blessed sunshine. You cannot afford to use your lips in Satan's cause for one moment. You cannot afford to talk of the mistakes and failures of others, thus bowing down the souls of those who desire to see Jesus and not Satan magnified. Lift up your eyes to behold Jesus, and let newborn hope into your soul. Talk of Christ, my brother, for talking of the mistakes and failures of others does not encourage that spirituality which always glorifies God and opens the windows of the soul heavenward, letting the divine rays of light shine forth in reverential expressions. To the children of God, Christ is ever near, and his work in nature and in the events of human life is recognized. They discern his loveliness of character and stand still in humble trust, waiting patiently to see the salvation of God. It is our daily duty to open the windows and doors of our senses to the work of the Lord God. A reverential spirit realizes that the heart must keep by the power of God. Ministering angels open the eyes of the mind and heart to see wonderful things in the divine law, in the natural world, and in the eternal things revealed by the Holy Spirit. Let us walk by the side of the holy angels. As we encourage holy thoughts and holy communing, our hearts will be filled with love for our fellow men. The sacred privilege of communing with God makes distinct and clear the sight of the glorious things prepared for those who love God and reverence His commandments. We need to bring reverence into our daily lives, both into our business and our worship. We need to throw open the windows of the soul heavenward and let the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness shine in. We bring too much that is little and common into the daily duties of life, and the result is that we fail to see Him who is invisible. Thus, we lose many rich blessings in our religious experience. To you, my brother and sister, and to every member of the family who shall read these words, which I have written after rising at 2 a.m, I will say in the words of Paul, "Grace be unto you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ." And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense in the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, verse 2, 9-11. Love to the whole household. Postscript. I have a request to make of you, my brother and sister. Read the articles enclosed with this letter, and then see if you cannot send us a donation for the health retreat in Kurenbong, that it may be furnished so that patients can receive proper treatment. We have also a sanitarium to build near Sydney, and a donation to either of these objects will be thankfully received. Do you know of anyone who would be glad to invest some money in our sanitarium? I ask you to help us, if your circumstances will admit, according to that which you have.